I've watched many, many documentaries on 9/11, but this is a different experience being here, because on the journey to this site, it is so peaceful. It's eerily quiet. This is rural America, and it just contrasts with what happened that day.
If the plane had to come down, this is a good field for it to come to. The marble wall with the names of the passengers and crew marks the flight path of the plane. As it went straight towards the woods and then hit the ground. So the boulder marks the end of the crater, the end of where it hit.
The fog has just lifted for us this evening so that we can see this really, really clearly. And I'm overlooking these American flags, which are blowing in the wind, to that marble wall on which is 40 names of passengers and crew. And we keep talking about the plane coming down, Barbara. I'm just trying to process in my mind how that plane came down and what those passengers were doing at that moment. Fighting.
The passengers were fighting back to gain control of the cockpit. They were trying to reach the cockpit and take it over from the terrorists. The terrorists had control of it. We do know from the cockpit voice recorder that the terrorists had control all the way to the end. And the terrorists had decided to take the plane down because they were not going to be able to reach their target. However, the passengers and crew stopped them. They were the ones who were taking control and stopped the plane from reaching its target in Washington.
United 93, that traffic for you is 1 o'clock.
Can't tell what it was either.
American 1060, you heard that?
Oh, we were just answering your call. We did hear that yelling too.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, we're just trying to figure out what's going on. Calling Cleveland Center, you're unreadable. Say again slowly.
Sir, did you hear the transmission? Was that your buddy that said he had a bomb on board?
Was that United 93?
Yeah, that transmission, you said, was unreasonable. It sounded like someone said they have a bomb on board.
That's what we thought. We just didn't get it clear. Is that United 93 calling?
Hi, is it Captain? I would like to order the main team. There's a bomb on board and going to back to the airport. And our demand.
United 93, understand you have a bomb on board. Go ahead. Direct 956, did you understand that transmission?
Affirmative, he said there was a bomb on board.
Barbara, can we go down? What is this down here then?
In this building was the command post. When the plane came down and the FBI, the first responders, the Pennsylvania State Police all rushed here. This building is not too far from the crash site and was used as the command post for the investigation and recovery.
I'm drawn immediately to this wall just to my right. Leave your messages. And presumably these messages from people all over the world of how this imprinted on them.
And so these are written by children from other countries as well, and here is one from England that says, "You will always be in our hearts."
From Pete. And this, the plan was to rip a country apart, but what it did in the end was build our country even stronger. Look up there, look at the very top of the wall, Barbara. The British firefighters are with you in memory of those lost there. We will never forget. 7th of September 2011. That's just been left. I'll tell you what strikes me as I look at these people, Flight 93 crew and passengers, the ordinariness of them.
There was a wide mixture. The oldest person on the plane was 79, the youngest was 20.
I noticed, Barbara, that a native English-speaking male recorded on the cockpit voice recorder, shouted, "In the cockpit, if we don't, we'll die."
They felt that, and we can only know what their words were, we can't know what they were thinking, but they felt that if they did not take control, that if they did not do something, that they would die. And maybe their hope was to gain control of the plane and land it safely.
And yet some of them must have thought to themselves, "We're never going to survive this."